This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Forest City and our abbreviated worship service from February 26, 2017. We hope this is a blessing to you today and always.
O God, in the transfiguration of your Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the witness of Moses and Elijah, and in the voice from the bright cloud declaring Jesus, your beloved Son. You foreshadowed our adoption as your children. Make us heirs with Christ of your glory and bring us to enjoy its fullness through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
From the 24th chapter of Exodus, beginning at the 12th verse. A reading from Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again. For Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar? Why do the people mutter empty threats? The kings of the earth rise up in revolt, and the princes plot together against the Lord and against the Lord's anointed. Let us break their yoke, they say. Let us cast off their bonds from us. God, whose throne is in heaven, is laughing. The Lord holds them in derision. Then in wrath, God speaks to them, and in rage fills them with terror. As for me, I have anointed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. Let me announce the decree of the Lord, who said to me, "You are my son. This day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall crush them with an iron rod and shatter them like a piece of pottery. And now, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Submit to the Lord with fear and with trembling. Bow in worship. Lest the Lord be angry and you perish in a sudden blaze of wrath. Happy are all who take refuge in God." Our second reading is from 2 Peter, page 202 in our pew Bibles at the back of them in the New Testament, just before Revelations almost. 2 Peter, chapter 1, beginning at the 16th verse, a reading from 2 Peter. "We did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, 'This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this voice from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit as they received the word spoken from God. Word of life, word of God.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 17th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared with them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I'll make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. And the disciples asked him, Why then did the scribes say that Elijah must come first? He replied, Elijah is indeed coming and will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him. And they did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands. When the disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist. This is the gospel of the Lord. You guys know what the word Alleluia? We talked about it before worship, just a titch. But have you heard the word Alleluia before?
No.
No. Well, now you've heard it. Alleluia. You think we can get them to all say Alleluia? Challenge accepted. All right, don't make me look like a fool. You all know the word Alleluia. Let's say it together. Alleluia. You see, they know the word. They know it. And bird's not the word. Alleluia is the word. But Alleluia. Alleluia is a word we really like to say when we're excited, when we're spreading the gospel, when we're praising Jesus, when we're praising God. We like to say Alleluia. But do you remember I had you fill out those sheets before worship? Yeah, you guys put Alleluia's or crosses on them. I have a very important job for you guys now. I need you to go collect all their Alleluia's. So if you guys can go grab all their sheets, there's some in the balcony, and bring them right back up here. All right. Well, let's say it one more time now that we learned our word for the day. Alleluia. How about you guys say it since you hadn't heard of it? Yes. Alleluia. 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 Get it out of your systems. Alleluia. Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for being the light of the world so we can shout Alleluia in joy and to know everything that you have done and to share that joy in one simple word, Alleluia. In your name we pray. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to ask something big of you this morning, besides writing Alleluia. I know I've asked a lot already from you. But I want you to all think of the most amazing thing you've ever seen. The most amazing event in your life. And I hope at least two of you are thinking of this, because I would like at least two of you to share here in a minute. What is the most amazing thing? It could be good. It could be bad. But what is something that, as today, we would probably Snapchat it right away, post it to Facebook, tweet it, put it in a message, send it out there, maybe even call mom and dad instantly to say this happened. Think about it. And to get your brains going about how radical and crazy these ideas can be, I came up with a couple, a good one and a bad one. First, the bad one. That was easy. And it happened in three separate occurrences that I could think of. The most amazing thing I've ever seen as a Minnesota sports fan would be a chip shot missed field goal. A field goal missed by a kicker who hadn't missed the entire year. Perhaps a high-scoring offense that really should have beat another team but turned it over 7 times. Or they got blown out 41-0 and they had a great offense. I can't tell you how many times in my short life I have seen that as a Vikings fan. My goodness. I can't believe it. You think I'd start to just believe it every year now. But I can't believe it. It's amazing how they keep finding ways to lose. Unbelievable. But good things that are unbelievable. Probably the drift outside of our door outside by our kitchen now. It was really deep. I couldn't believe where the drifts actually occurred. I even told my mom about it, who had no snow, and she's in northern Minnesota. Ha! The blizzard on our wedding. Unbelievable. I asked for this much snow, but I should have been more specific. It was a blizzard. Unbelievable. The day Zoe got to go home after being 10 weeks premature and getting to tell everyone that amazing news. Unbelievable. So how about you guys? Just two of you. What is the most amazing thing you can think of to share? Anybody? I already told you it can be silly like the Vikings, so go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, in nurse's training, the first time seeing a baby born, an amazing thing. I think a lot of people that have had a child will say that, absolutely. One more?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls, very amazing sight. And I'm sure there's a lot more you guys are probably thinking of. I won't call you out to say it, but I need you to keep that thought in your head, that amazing thing. Yeah, one more? Saw a robin this morning. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. It is amazing because that robin must be very confused with the weather, as we are. But it's amazing. We all have amazing things. Amazing could also be the amazing weather we had in February. You don't know. Just think of one of those things. I want you to keep it in there. Because the Transfiguration story is amazing, and I want to recap it just a little bit for you. Here are these three disciples. They go up with Jesus. Sure, he's done all these amazing things, but they get up there, and what do they see? Well, all of a sudden, he's blinding white. He's changed. He's transfigured into something different, and Moses and Elijah are up there. Amazing. So amazing that they're willing to take up time to build 3 huts just like that. I don't know where they're going to find materials on top of a mountain, but they're willing to do it. It is an amazing sight. And if that wasn't enough, they get to hear the voice of God confirm everything they had been hoping for. This is my son, the beloved. With him, I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Again, amazed in a good way, and there's also fear. Amazed in not such a good way. It is amazing. They even hear Jesus say as he comes down the hill that he's going to die, suffer at the hands of others. Amazing. Amazing. So amazing that I think if it had happened today and I had been up there, I'd probably get out my cell phone, probably start capturing it on video, probably take a picture of it, send maybe a Snapchat to the disciples at the bottom of the hill and say, "Ha, look what I got to see. You guys missed out." It's that amazing, that unbelievable. And we do that all the time today, too. And yet, what does Jesus tell them after this unbelievable sight? Tell no one. Tell no one about what you've seen until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Keep it quiet. Zip your lip. Don't tell the other disciples. Don't go and prove it. So what was the point of these disciples getting to go up there in the first place then? They see this amazing thing, confirms all their suspicions, confirms everything they want, but now they can't share it. They got to keep it quiet. How are they going to do that? Tell no one. And that's why I wanted you to think of the most amazing thing you've ever seen or thought of or heard. Because now imagine that Jesus is saying, after that amazing thing, tell no one. You can't tell them about the birth of the child. You can't tell them about Niagara Falls. You can't tell anybody about the robin. You can't tell anybody about Minnesota's misery. You can't tell anyone about the birth of your own child or being able to go home. Keep it to yourself. You can't tell anyone. And that is a hard thing to do, I think. Especially in a day and age where we really send things out there at a whim all the time. I mean, how many of you really like the word alleluia? Raise of hands. It is an amazing word. We say it on Easter all the time. We say it throughout the year all the time. Alleluia. And the reason, you know what, we better get out of our system one more time because you're going to be sad here in a minute. Let's say it one more time. Alleluia. Alleluia. And I had you put them on that sheet because today we're going to do something different. We're tucking them away. We're tucking that word into this box. And yes, don't come talking to me at the end of the service when the last song is full of alleluias. This is planned. But these are buried at the end of the day today. Alleluia will no longer be coming across our lips on the signs you see during worship. It's being buried for Lent. Alleluia is being buried. You can't say it in worship. I'm not at all saying you can't say that in your everyday life. Please do. But here in worship, we're hiding it, burying it, putting it away. How hard is that going to be? A lot of you just said how amazing the word alleluia is, how you like the word. But now, beginning with Ash Wednesday, it's going to be hidden. Won't be in our music. It might show up in a gospel, but it won't be in any of the liturgy, and it'll be hiding. And I hope, much like I hope the disciples, when Jesus came back, they were freed to let it out that they had seen this and freed to say that Jesus is back. I hope that on Easter morning you all come and you have that itch throughout these next few weeks of Lent, that itch to yell out alleluia. So come Easter morning when we open the box, when we throw alleluias in almost every other song, when we say it all the time, you won't just say it, alleluia. You'll say, alleluia, and you'll let it out. The most amazing thing you've seen. The road to Easter has begun here with Lent, with the transfiguration, change. And as we go forward, know how hard it can be to keep this amazing news quiet. But don't keep it quiet in your everyday lives. But we might hear in worship just for these few weeks, so that when we do hear the story of Jesus coming back again, we are like those disciples and just want to shout it from the top of the highest mountain. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, please rise as we say the Nicene Creed together. It is on page 104 of your hymnal, but hopefully up here in a moment. With the whole church, let us confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. called to be a light of the nations, let us pray for God's justice, peace, and healing. Each petition ends with, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of Lazarus, you resurrect the dead. Deepen our trust in the resurrection promise. Grant us peace as we grapple with what it means to die and live in you. Lord, in your mercy. Thank you for this beautiful year. Thank you for the gift of life. We simply adore you, Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, creator and sustainer of life, mercy beyond what we can fathom. You cover us with grace forever and ever. The scriptures tell us you thought about each of us since the beginning of time. Lord, in your mercy, you care for us more than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. You are aware of our every need. We praise you with the lovely altar flowers that we have in memory of Jeremy Benson. You know our prayers of supplication before we speak them. You know our requests to you before we think them. Lord, in your mercy. Our prayers of intercession are for the physical, emotional, social, and financial needs for our church, our members, and all of our visitors today. We want to particularly think about Betty, who's been not feeling well for about 2 weeks, and also for Strauss, who is having surgery tomorrow. And also the first names of the people in the bulletin, if you would like to read them with me. Michaela, Judy, family of Vernus, Amy, Donna, Lynn, Ione, Strauss, Marge, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Monmouth. Lord, in your mercy. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. We are so deeply thankful for our families, spouses, children and grandchildren, our dear friends, our health, our homes, our jobs, the privilege to live in this beautiful world, and the hope of eternal life with you in heaven. Alleluia. Lord, in your mercy. Help us during times of trouble when we are anxious and have fearful thoughts and hearts. Help us during these uncertain times. Help us to seek your love and protection during all of the difficult periods of our lives. Guide our military and political leaders at the national, state, and local levels. Impress upon them that bridges are so much better than walls. Help us and them to seek your divine wisdom for every aspect of our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Help us to stand up for righteousness and to help the poor, the disadvantaged, and all who are less fortunate than ourselves. Strengthen us to be courageous disciples for you. Strengthen our pastors and our missionaries who are gentle and courageous disciples and examples to us all. Lord, in your mercy. We praise you for all the saints who have died proclaiming the gospel. Strengthen us through their witness. Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers in the name of Christ, the light of the world, who is one with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sing us one of the songs of Zion. Alleluia.
How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? Alleluia.
By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept. when we remembered you, Zion. Alleluia.
There we hung up our harps. Alleluia. We turn this week to Ash Wednesday and our yearly baptismal journey from Lent to Easter. Remember that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. Remember that we have fallen in love with our Babylon, the world. And just as the children of Israel hung up their harps by the rivers of Babylon, so we too in our Lenten exile hang up the song of joy and gladness, the Alleluia. We address the Alleluia as our guest, bidding this song of heaven farewell as it is taken from us and will not return until the triumph of Jesus' resurrection is proclaimed to all the world.
Let us pray. Gracious God, when Christ our Lord was born, the heavenly host gave him exceeding praise and honor, singing Alleluia both in heaven and on earth, and proclaiming glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. As we strive to imitate the angels in their ministry of praise, grant that we may live lives worthy of your companionship in your kingdom. Amen.
May Alleluia, that sacred and joyful word, resound to God's praise, form the lips of all people. May Alleluia, which expresses the glory chanted by the choirs of angels, be sweetly sung by the voices of believers. And may Alleluia, which noiselessly shines among the citizens of heaven, yield fruit in your hearts by ever-growing love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
May the hosts of heaven be with you. Alleluia.
May you come back to us again in joy. Alleluia.
Abide with us today. Alleluia.
Tomorrow you shall be on your way. Alleluia.
Help us bless the Lord. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.